All right, welcome back. That was DJ FM's As Above, So Below, all right, called We Rise, all right? It's a really appropriate song for my next guest, because they got a rise out of me and about, a zillion other people, right?
It was sort of...
Okay. Anyway, I want to welcome to the show Jacqueline Wright, playwright and director. Jacqueline, welcome to the show. And
hi.
Sharon LeBon, who is a playwright. Do you also direct?
Yes, she's playwright, director, just playwright, actor.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right.
I gotta check this up.
That's
all right. All right.
Sorted.
All right. Well, you got a new job.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
I'll take it.
Anyway, and Sharon's, Sharon and Jacqueline are both from, I don't know what to call it. It's like a collection of plays. It's five plays? It's five or six?
Five plays.
Five, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Written by women.
Right. Written by women, and it's at the Echo Theater, and it is crazy good. Really good. So welcome to the show, folks.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Why don't one of you describe it? Who wants to go first to describe what it is? Oh, okay.
Sure.
But you got to talk into the mic.
And the title is?
The title is, Nevertheless, She Persisted.
Yeah.
The Echo Theater approached five playwrights, myself, Sharon, Mary Laws, who else am I?
Charlotte Miller.
And Calamity West. To write a play about the sort of political climate that's happening right now for women in the Trump era. Would that be a good way to
describe it? That would be a good way.
And so we each, wrote short plays kind of based on what inspired us or disgusted us by that topic.
So they gave you the topic, Nevertheless, She Persisted.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then we wrote the plays, and we were actually commissioned to write the plays, so that was a nice gesture. That's it. Yeah.
And then the great thing was we got to work with the Young Actors Workshop, and I don't usually work with 20-year-olds. I usually write plays for middle-aged people because the problems are so horrible. But it was really fun to work with young people. And very rewarding.
And actually, one of the things that came out, too, in the course of what you wrote about, I mean, you are writing about things, and I want to talk about this, Nevertheless, She Persisted, because mm-hmm. it has its own roots in where it came from, but it also it takes on a special meaning in relation to your show. So let's talk about that first.
In my particular piece, Violet, which was the last piece, and pretty straightforward.
Yeah. And pretty strong, kind of had you back in the seat like, whoa.
I think the image that I got just from, or mostly it was the image that I kind of started with, which is a young woman has, been sexually assaulted, and the play starts in the dark. And she doesn't want to be seen or have the lights turned on when her roommate comes in. And then the play ends. You know, her roommate gets a candle so that because Violet doesn't want the lights on, and ends with that flickering light. And I kind of feel like that's a really good metaphor for how I feel, not just for myself, not just as a woman, but really for everybody. and certainly for minorities and people that are being frightened and bullied. Mm-hmm. So I loved the, or I wanted, I at least for myself, really needed an image of hope and of a flicker of what still stays alive in us all, even when people are trying to crush us, that little light that keeps you going. And I think that it connects with the title.
Mm-hmm. It does. I also like the way they took care of each other, the women in your piece.
Yes. Yeah. I did too. So that kind of is really, the piece isn't about men or about assault. It's really about how women and the tradition of how women, I think, have always taken care of each other and gotten each other through.
Well, there's one thing that happens. I want to hear from you soon.
Mm-hmm.
But,
sure.
But there's one thing that happens all the way through the place. When you look at like a through line in there, a lot of it is actually really is like, look, the horrendous things that happen to women. And there's a lot of people. Women stand up because the only other choice is to lay down and die or become a slave in one fashion or another.
Mm-hmm.
And that that theme is of standing up in the face of all this has runs through each one. Even when people are, you know, there's, you know, people are seem to be in a in just like in a mist or in a terrible place. There's some element there that, that they're fighting to get through. But you leave, you don't leave the theater after seeing this without thinking of one each play in its own individual, you know, fashion. But without thinking about what the hell is being done to women as human beings in this society, and what's it going to take to stop this? You know, and that's, I mean, and it's, none of you ever has come out and say, this is what, you know, you're not up, you're not being firebrands on the stage, but you're presenting in a very, very tight and very powerful way. This is the life of a woman in all of its varied aspects. And this is the horror that you don't see a lot of times. There's the beauty in it, but then there's also horror in the sense of, you know, what comes at people. So, let's go.
I think for me, I was just thinking about low self-esteem and a particular kind of low self-esteem that, that girls and women grow up with. And each of my characters is kind of traumatized in different ways. So one is kind of, you know, she's dealing with her abandonment issues by being promiscuous and having sex when she's not really interested in it and she's getting hurt. Another one just has this perpetual low self-esteem. And then the third one is just, you know, kind of in this existential place where she just got out of college and doesn't know what to do with her life and is excited to be out in the world, but there's also danger there. And then within that, there was a girl in their neighborhood that gets raped and murdered. So she's sort of the backdrop of the play, and so there's always that little bit of danger there. And then the fourth character, there's a mother she's the mother of the girl who was murdered, and she's just kind of lost her mind because that's what you do when your child has been murdered. And so, yeah, I just kept coming back to low self-esteem and how girls grow up with these images, you know, that we have to be beautiful, we have to be thin, we have to be sexy in a certain way, and you're just always bombarded with those, and it's so hard to sort of, you know, rise above that.
And that's the point, and the beauty of it too. I mean, look, it seems weird to say the beauty of it in relation to a play that actually really goes into deeply and from many, many aspects how women suffer in this society and in the world today. And, you know, it's like, but there is a beauty to it because it's also, it really does that point about nevertheless she persisted, you know, because it's like people do, they get up and they fight to get back, but you can't leave there without having something. Just your brain taken out and whacked. I got all these. Take your brain out and whack it around a while. I know people are going to give me a hard time about that. But, yeah, your brain gets taken out and whacked around a bit because you actually have to deal with things. You have to deal with things like rape. You have to deal with the woman that you were talking about who's – isn't she the one who describes what it's like when you hit the water from the bridge?
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, she's talking about suicide because she basically came up there to kill herself.
Yeah.
It was nice to have permission to write about these topics. I thought it was pretty freeing. It's unusual. Like, I normally am not a, you know, I'm certainly not a political writer. Mm-hmm. And I think I sometimes will almost avoid certain issues, you know. So it was wonderful to have permission to actually write about something that, you know, for me anyway, was a little bit, I was very nervous about, you know, the things you would be nervous about, you know. So I really appreciated that as well. And it was really nice to have, it was unusual to have all female writers as well.
Yeah.
So it was really, nice.
And they pretty much let us do what we want, which is great. They asked for first drafts, but they didn't really come back and say, oh, you know, we don't like this issue or do this or that. So they commissioned us and just kind of let us do our thing, which was really appreciative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the actors were beautiful, beautiful in it.
Yeah.
And, it was a joy to work with them.
It was, yeah.
It's interesting. I had Mary Lawless on when she did her piece about the kitchen.
I was in that.
Oh, yeah.
Blonde hair.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She's
you don't understand what you
she?
Did to me. Yeah, you and your blueberry. That's what I knew you from
guess
someplace.
Guess what I have in my bag.
Oh, no. That was a great play. That was a great play. But I also, when I saw what she wrote in this one, I was like, okay, this sister is going down a certain path here. Right? She's like, she's headed down that
she's
way.
She's from the suburbs.
Yeah, there you go. Like, right, see, I knew it.
I say anyway, that in a super yeah. loving
I also,
way.
Yeah. I love the line in her play. The girl says, you know, when little girls have nothing to cry about anymore, that's when we're the most dangerous.
Wow, yeah.
And
yeah,
that,
yeah.
to me, was the heart of the play. And so powerful.
Mm.
Yeah, and it does capture that thing about nevertheless she persisted and went beyond persisting.
It did.
Which is, yes.
Yeah.
Very good. So tell people, we're going to have to run on this, but tell people when it's playing and where it's playing.
Okay. It's closing this weekend, so it plays tonight and tomorrow night at 8 and Sunday at 4.
Mm-hmm. Nevertheless She Persisted. You can get tickets possibly on Gold Star as well as EchoTheaterCompany.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we hope we can make it. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. We're
and the Echo Theater is in Atwater, right?
It's Atwater Village.
Yes.
And it's real easy to find, and it's really – do not miss this, I'm telling you.
Easy to park.
You will be moved for a long period of – the next period of your life. You'll be moved by this. You won't forget this. I'm serious. You won't. You don't forget that. So I want to thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. And I